This week's bulletin is downright trashy. Tell us about it, Jess.
That's not quite the lead-in I'd have gone with, Casey, but the June 12th bulletin does have a cover photo and an inside story on page 3 about Sanitation Workers Appreciation Week, which is coming up beginning on Monday. And we've got a great picture for the cover, and then Mike Cook did a good story on page 3 and gives you some ideas about how you can say or express your gratitude to your sanitation folks, the people who pick up your trash and your recyclables every week, as well as some information about how you can schedule the grappler truck, et cetera, et cetera. So pretty good stuff. I wouldn't say the bulletin is trashy, but, yeah, that's our lead, is that trash thing. And then on page 4, Elva got a new story about the new makeup of the board of directors for the Spaceport Authority. A really nice picture that goes with it that shows Unity 2 on the tarmac at Spaceport America, and then some great information about what the board is doing and what those new board members want to do during their time on the board. Then on page 6, actually it starts on page 6, then it jumps to another page, then it jumps to another page. Richard Coltharp, our publisher, did a really moving piece about Black Lives Matter and goes through quite a lot of history. It was nearly 1,500 words, which we just don't print things that long. And he asked me to cut it back to 600. And after I read it, I said, I'm not cutting a word out of this. So I think people will really get some enlightenment. I certainly did. And we'll want to check that out, especially in the times that we're living in. In fact, we have so many letters to the editor and a couple of guest columns that I devoted 6 full pages to 7 to the op-ed portion of this week's paper. So there's a lot of input in there from the community as well as from Richard. Back in our art section, we have a story that I thought was pretty cool about the Black Box Theater. They're going to do a production via Zoom. So you buy your tickets by calling their office, and they give you the access code and the date and time to log in. So you'll be able to watch this play from the comfort of your home. It's by a very well-known playwright whose name I cannot remember at this time, but you'll recognize it, and that's pretty cool. And then one of the things we're doing while the theaters are closed, the staff are going through their favorite movies and doing reviews. And so I did a review this week of a Western that I fell in love with back in the late 70s. But as I tell people about it, hardly anybody knows about it. It's called The Missouri Breaks, and it stars Marlon Brando and Jack Nicholson and a whole list of other really top names in Hollywood during the late 70s era. And it was produced the same year as The Outlaw Josie Wales, which got all the attention. But it's a great movie, and so I did a review on that piece. And then on our business section on page 31, everybody on the writing staff contributed to this one, and it's about the reopenings all around town and how a few of those representative businesses, a couple of restaurants, a body shop, a gym, and some others are navigating reopening and what that means to them. So that's on page 31, and we've got a few photos that go with that as well. And then, of course, we've got the golf doctor. He always wraps up the bulletin, and he's on page, looks like, 35 this week. So check all that out, and if you want to see even more of what's in this week's bulletin, on Friday you can go to LasCrucesBulletin.com, and there it will be online for you.
Jess, please forgive me for my feeble attempt at humor there as we began.
I quite enjoyed it, Casey. That's what you're known for.
Have a great week. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.